Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today, the Federal Open Market Committee concludes its regularly scheduled two-day meeting. Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke has announced that he will be making a speech after the conclusion of the meeting. Almost certainly, the main subject of Bernanke's speech will be what the Federal Reserve may do once the current program of U.S. government inflation of the money supply, disguised by calling it Quantitative Easing 2, expires on June 30. In recent weeks, I have read multiple reports that the Federal Reserve has been purchasing as much as 85% of all long-term U.S. Treasury debt issues. The reason this percentage is so high is that other buyers are shying away from purchasing U.S. dollar-denominated debt. Potential buyers are steering clear of the U.S. dollar because, adjusted for the effects of inflation, the value of the U.S. dollar is now at its lowest level since 1973, the year when the U.S. government began to allow the value of the dollar to float. Bernanke is boxed into a no-win corner. No matter what he says this afternoon, the result will be bad news for the U.S. government, the U.S. economy, and the U.S. dollar. The programs of quantitative easing are the prime culprits now causing the fall in value of the U.S. dollar. If Bernanke states that quantitative easing must end in order to support the U.S. dollar, here is the likely effect. The U.S. government right now borrows 43% of every dollar that it spends. If the Treasury is no longer able to borrow so much money, averaging more than $100 billion per month, it will simply be unable to pay a high percentage of its bills. The congressional debates over cutting the total budget by minuscule amounts will be meaningless. Instead, imagine the effect on Americans of an immediate 50% reduction of federal expenditures, such as for defense, Medicare, Social Security, and the like. It is entirely possible that an end to quantitative easing could lead to a quick crash of the U.S. economy. If, on the other hand, Bernanke states that a new round of quantitative easing is required, that would be a signal that the value of the U.S. dollar will continue to decline. In order to entice foreign and domestic investors to purchase U.S. Treasury debt, the interest rate will have to rise substantially. In the last 6 months, the 10-year Treasury debt interest rate has increased by 30%. What will happen if this interest rate shoots up another 30% or more within the next few months? Mortgage interest rates would rise, further crippling the real estate market. Higher interest rates would also hurt the profitability of businesses, leading to job losses and higher consumer prices. In other words, this course also carries the risk of a crash of the U.S. economy. I would like to think that there is something the U.S. government could do which would prevent this looming crisis, no matter which direction Bernanke signals in his speech. But, in my judgment, the U.S. government may have passed the point of no return, leading to a possible collapse of the U.S. dollar. I believe that Ben Bernanke is smart enough to realize the dilemma he faces. Don't be surprised if he somehow tries to talk out of both sides of his mouth in his speech. Look for him to talk about ending quantitative easing while he explains the necessity of continuing to inflate the money supply for the indefinite future. Don't be surprised if much of the mainstream media reports favorably on his speech. Just don't fall for this deception. The U.S. dollar is getting close to the day when its value will drop sharply. Unfortunately, other paper currencies are in almost as dire straits. The historic safe havens of physical gold and silver look to soar in value versus all currencies, especially the U.S. dollar, in the next few months. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.